We spent the first part of the week wondering how in the heck could North Carolina have lost to Virginia. We talked about Duke's loss to Florida State and the prospects of the Blue Devils going forward and potentially getting to an ACC championship game against Florida State again, but that means that they're going to have to basically win out the rest of the way. That includes their win at Louisville, a potential win at Louisville this weekend, and then also figuring out a way to win in Chapel Hill among the other games. But if they win those two games, they'll have tiebreakers over the most important teams left on their schedule. But that's football. But before we do this, because we are a credible broadcast as well, and if we are a credible broadcast, all credible broadcasts have in-broadcast promos that we need to read, so let's promote something.
Everyone at home, are you watching F-Boy Island? Well, the answer should be F yeah. Watch an all-new season of F-Boy Island on the CW Mondays at 8, 7 Central. Stream free the next day on the CW app. Season 3 has started. By the way, the finale of Season 2 a couple weeks ago was incredible. And it is about two or three shows in right now. They're already kicking F-Boys out of there left and right. Nice guys sticking around. They kicked a couple F-Boys off, so make sure you're checking it out on the CW when you're not watching us with all these great football games.
So I was watching that game last week when James Bates gave us the promo of forever. Never yeah. has there been a better one. James Bates is joining us on the Adam Gold Show. I am not kidding. I heard that live, and I went, I need a copy of that. And lo and behold, the internet provided. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks for having me on. And oh my gosh, that my face hurts from just thinking about that read. And I was just talking with Victoria, getting set up when I was on hold. And she said, so what did you do when you got that card? Were you like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? And I told her the real story is real quick is, Wormy read it the first couple games. We didn't have that promo, but Tom Wormy read it right. The first time. And I was so jealous. I was like, oh man, from here on out, I get to read the F-Boy Island promo. And so I think the first time was actually there against Marshall when I got to read it. And my wife had watched a little bit of the finale of season two two nights before. So I was ready. I was ready to go.
Your wife watched it?
Yeah. Well, I felt like I should. If I'm going to read the promo, I should know what I'm talking about. Right. And I got a quote in there, which was, you three came and you didn't know each other. And since then, you've leaned on each other for support, guidance, and lip gloss. And I learned that the F-Boys can become nice guys. I mean, it's very educational. It's very touching. You ought to check it out.
Very educational and very touching. I'm just going to leave it there. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I'm just going to leave it right there. James Bates, it's one of the funniest things I've ever heard on television, and I appreciate that you recognize how awesome it is. You are an internet legend at this point. At the beginning of the year, if I could just flip to football for a sec, at the beginning of the year, we thought that this game was going to carry meaning beyond it's a textile bowl. It's a traditional matchup between NC State and Clemson. Let me just start briefly with Clemson. In your estimation, what's gone wrong?
Well, they're not. It's funny. As soon as I say, oh, they don't have the big time playmakers out there on the outside. They've got receivers. They've had so many great ones to go through there. I don't feel like they're protecting Klubnik as much as they should offensively too, because if you watch him, when he gets the right pieces around him, he's one heck of a quarterback. I mean, he can do it all. And then we're starting to see so many of these guys in the league that can do it. And he's good defensively. They're playing really well, and they've lost to some really good football teams.
Right.
And so you know, if I'm a Clemson fan, I don't, you know, shoot, winning is fun. It's magical when your team's kicking everybody's butt. But, it's not realistic that it's always going to happen. And a couple of times the ball doesn't go your way and, the turnover margin has crushed them. But, I think we talked with Dabo yesterday on the phone and he said, Bates, if you're buying stock, you buy stock in Clemson because we're low right now. But we're on the way up in a hurry. So, that's the way he's going to be. He's going to keep it positive. And if his guys keep it positive, who's to say that they can't finish this season strong? But, man, starting this week, it's not going to be easy, as you well know. This is going to be a heck of a game.
Yeah, I mean, you have two of the best defenses in the country. I mean, NC State's defense is dynamite. And, I mean, their offense is obviously, we'll just be generous and say it's a work in progress. But it's not going to be easy for Clemson to score points. State's going to be in the game. Then Clemson has Notre Dame coming to Death Valley. Georgia Tech has been a thorn for a lot of teams. And then they've got North Carolina. I mean, Clemson does have, after this one, three straight home games. But, man, they've already got three losses. They could end up losing five or six games this year. That's four seasons worth of losses for them.
Wow. And as you well know, they're coming off this Miami game.
Yeah.
So it's back-to-back big road games. And it's a few years removed, but here at the University of Florida, those Gators, they still kind of have that bullseye on their backs.
Yep.
And that's what Clemson's dealing with now. So yeah, you're going to get everybody's best shot when you're beating everyone, but especially when you start to bleed a little bit, man, all these teams that you've been putting a whooping to, you still got that big target on your back. And so, you're right. I mean, it's crazy. And it's so tough to win these college football games. We had that game, that promo was read in, Virginia going down to Chapel Hill.
Yes.
Like nobody thought that would have happened, but they just kept answering and they kept the momentum. And that's one thing that NC State has to do is watching this, going back and watching the Duke game, just kind of start and just kind of take charge and get the momentum and just never give it up with all these, little false start penalties and stuff like that. It can crush the momentum. And Coach Dorn always talks about, just playing complimentary football and, you've got the defense to go out there and make the plays. And offensively, you got to, even if it means just getting a couple first downs, but like a three and out or turning it over, especially when you're dealing with penalties like that, it's just, you can't get anything going. Can't get any momentum going.
James Bates is joining us here. The CW will have Clemson at NC State on 2 o'clock Saturday at 2 o'clock on Saturday. In almost every game that I have watched State play this year, they have been their own worst enemy, especially early. And I feel like those things happening early just completely takes, it saps them of confidence. They probably fall behind, all of those things. What is Doran, what is he telling you about, A, the things that they have done well, and we'll see MJ Morris again, and how they correct those mistakes?
We'll go in and sit with them tomorrow. So we haven't talked to him this week, but it's usually when you talk about Dave Doran, a Dave Doran coached football team, without even turning on the tape, they're going to be physical. They're going to play good defense and they're going to be disciplined. It's going to be a disciplined football team. So that's, with a bye week, I'll be shocked if they don't come out ready to play and, he seems to me like a guy that I'd like to play for. Tony Gibson, I would love to play for him defensively. My goodness. And I can see, and those guys, they play like that. And so just as a team, they've just got to put it together and get out there and fight. And you'd like to think if these guys, both teams, if they really love the sport of football, they're going to enjoy this competition. They're going to enjoy this contest. And I think, it may sound silly, but part of it is which team wants to go out and win more. As simple as that is, as many other X's and O's go into it, as a team unit, who's going to buy in and play four quarters, who's willing to do that?
State has not had the playmaker. They have KC Concepcion is a very good player. But it almost seems like he's the only one who's been making big plays on the offensive side of the ball. We've seen some Trent Penix moments, especially in MJ Morris's first start. We have seen, because I think that was the Marshall game. You saw that. So Trent Penix had some big plays in that game, but that has not been a consistent thing. They probably dropped more passes as a unit than they have made big plays. But Concepcion does seem like there is something there. When you watch him, you're a linebacker. You're going to have to deal with guys in the slot. What do you see about Casey Concepcion?
Oh, he's special, and to the point to where, you know, not only are they satisfied putting him on jet sweeps, you know, hey, we got to get him the ball in his hands as much as possible. So that went from just as a receiver early on to we got to do more. So they run him on jet sweeps. And then in the Duke game, they straight up lined him at running back. And he looked great.
Yeah.
He looked great on some of those runs. I can't wait to talk to Robert and I tomorrow just about that. Because, you know, if every receiver could do that, you'd see him back there all the time. But obviously they saw something where they feel like they can run him between the tackles, and just what is it that kind of that makes him so special? But it's also interesting, if you look at it too, with Anai, is how he's changed his offense over the years. You know, I used to call his games at BYU, and he liked those big bruising backs. He had the Pineapple Express, Fui Vaka Pua, and I mean these guys, and Harvey Unga.
And they
would just pound it. So that was his thing. And so he always wanted the big back. And then he wanted what was called the Thorder back. Which is what, you know, Brennan Armstrong was to a point.
Yep.
The guy that was there before Brennan Armstrong that was just phenomenal, the quarterback. And so now he's changed up a little bit. Now he's changing things up with Concepcion because he's, you know, got to make him the key man. But it's interesting to watch how some of these coaches have evolved over the years.
All right, before I let you go, James Bates, do you have a favorite for the last F-boy standing? Do they stand? I kind of get the idea that they do something else, but give me you have a pick for the last F-boy?
Gosh, I don't. I have to go and watch some of season 3. I just know from talking to someone that they've started kicking them off. So I saw the finale of season 2, but I haven't seen season 3 yet. So I owe you that one, Adam.
That's fine.
I owe you my pick next time we talk.
I've never seen an episode of the show. I'm going with Marco. Marco sounds like an F-boy winner to me.
Yeah,
okay.
That does. My poor class, I teach a class at the University of Florida, and that started kind of getting some legs on Twitter when
we came in,
and they were talking about it, my students. And so I made them watch a few clips of F-Boy Island, and I don't know. I don't know how many of them. I can't wait to see how many of them go home and watch it.
Unbelievable. You're the best. I appreciate your time, James. Take care.
Hey.
We'll talk to you again.
Yep. Thanks a lot.
You got it.
Talk to you later.
2:00, by the way, on the CW. I never watched an episode of the show. Here's what I know. Marco doesn't have a shirt on.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Does he have baby oil all over him,
too? Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure. There is, yes, it's suntan oil. It's not just baby oil.
Oh, okay.
There is some, it smells like coconut. Marco smells like coconut for sure.
Is getting your CPAP supplies a real pain? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Brandon Gigling, president of Parkway Sleep Health Centers, and we are North Carolina's number one source for CPAP machines and supplies. Our streamlined process makes getting your CPAP as easy as 1, 2, 3, and we ship anywhere in the state.
If you're in need of a CPAP machine, supplies, a knowledgeable doctor, or a sleep study, Parkway has you covered. For information or to schedule an appointment, visit parkwaysleep.com. Sound sleep, sound health.